Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It's day three of the LIRR strike, but both sides are back at the bargaining table today. Both the unions and MTA say there was real progress in the talks that ran late into the night last night. The two sides are in agreement on wage hikes for the first 3 years of the agreement, but they still haven't come to agree on the fourth year. And the MTA reportedly now asking for a big increase in health care contributions for new hires, going from 2% to 10%. MTA Chair Jen Oliber was asked about that sticking point this morning here on 1010 Winds.
These unions pay a tiny percentage of the true cost of health care and just a fraction of what people in the private sector like you and your most of your listeners pay. And it seems like they should pay something closer to the real world, or at least something that's near to what the rest of the state workers pay.
He did also say he's more optimistic this morning than he was last night. Meanwhile, striking workers are still rallying outside of Penn Station.
Outside Penn Station, union workers are back on the picket line, packed along the sidewalks with signs raised and chants getting louder.
I take a lot of pride in what I do.
We need to show the MTA that we're serious of what it is that we want.
Union rep Jim Lewis says seeing his workers united makes him so proud.
We just had people come in with their homemade signs that our customers walk in the lines with us, and that's the part that really makes us feel good.
The workers say they're still fighting and plan to stay out here until something changes.
New York City is one of the most expensive cities to live in America, so we're just asking just for a living wage.
And until a new agreement is reached, these workers say the picket line isn't going anywhere. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
And of course, this strike making it a bit of a nightmare commute for some Long Islanders.
Some commuters woke up in the 2 a.m. hour to get to work. By 8 a.m., this school administrator took a bus from the Hicksville LIRR station.
I do think that the railroad workers deserve a fair wage. I understand. It's hard.
And this man said he just wanted to get to work.
Like I said, heck, dude, I don't do stuff like this. I got to get to work. I don't know the time I get to work. All of that. I'm just trying to make it into work.
What do you do?
I'm a technician. I work at NYU in Brooklyn.
Are you upset? Are you frustrated?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's life. Okay, it's life, you know. I haven't got raised 4 years either.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And of course, keep it right here on 1010 Winds. We will keep you updated on the latest on the LIRR strike. An investigation continues into a deadly crash in Edison, New Jersey, involving a fuel tanker. The driver of a Jeep SUV that struck the tanker from behind was killed. A passenger in that vehicle was seriously injured. The Jeep and the tanker became fully engulfed in flames after the collision. Portions of 287 and Route 27 were closed until last evening. A former prison guard who was on duty when Jeffrey Epstein died in 2019 is being questioned by members of the House Oversight Committee today. Tova Noel is believed to be the last person to see Epstein alive at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. The New York Medical Examiner determined that Epstein died by suicide, but missteps by prison officials have long fueled conspiracy theories about his death. Noel was charged in 2019 with falsifying records to make it seem as if she and another prison guard performed the required headcounts of prisoners the night before Epstein was found dead. The guards were accused of sleeping and scrolling the internet for hours. Noel avoided jail time by agreeing to a plea deal that involved hours of community service and cooperation with the Epstein investigation. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is introducing a new proposal today to battle so-called surveillance pricing. That's when stores use your personal data, your shopping data, and your browsing history to determine how much they are going to charge you for something. That means some customers pay more for the same item in stores than others. And Gottheimer tells 1010 Winds this is not just limited to big box stores.
What I have heard about is people completely afraid that with AI, this is going to happen to them in their grocery store. So I'm sending a letter to the major grocery store chains like Albertson and Walmart and Amazon and saying, hey, don't even think about doing this.
The proposed bills would limit how often grocery stores can raise prices using digital shelf tags and algorithmic systems. A judge has ruled that evidence seized during Luigi Mangione's arrest can be used at his trial. The evidence seized from Mangione's backpack includes a gun and a notebook. The items found in the backpack during a search at the McDonald's where Mangione was found, well, that will be suppressed. But the items taken from the backpack during a search at the police station, those will not be suppressed. Those are allowed in court. Mangione is charged with killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside the Hilton Hotel here in Midtown back in December of 2024. Defense lawyers had argued that the items were seized illegally before a search warrant was obtained. Mangione's trial expected to begin in September. The first city-owned grocery store will open next year in Hunts Point in the Bronx. The 20,000-square-foot store will be located at the Peninsula, which is an affordable housing development in the neighborhood. Mayor Mamdani making the announcement this morning.
This store and the Peninsula as a whole will serve as physical proof of our conviction that government can be a force for good, that government can drive change that improves people's lives.
The mayor had previously announced a store at La Marqueta in East Harlem, but that one won't be opening until 2029. The plan is to have one city-owned grocery store in each borough. Some small business owners have raised concerns that the city-owned stores could hurt them.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.